Hello, this is Ingo Swann, the author of Penetration, The Question of Extraterrestrial and Human Telepathy. And you're listening to the wonderful 21st Century Radio with the amazing Dr. Bob Hieronymus.
Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. Our guest for this next segment is Blyn Oliveri, Head of Special Collections at the University of West Georgia's Library. As an academic librarian, Blyn manages rare book and archival collections, which include extensive holdings on the topic of human consciousness, with particular focus on remote viewing, near-death experiences, and holistic human experiences. The University of West Georgia is a public university in the metro Atlanta area, and in 2013, the estate of Ingo Swann presented Ingo's archives to the university, and Blyn will tell us about some of the amazing discoveries they have made in these archives, including the unknown book we are discussing tonight, Psychic Literacy and the Coming of Psychic Renaissance. Welcome to 21st Century Radio, Blyn.
Thank you, Dr. Hieronymus. It's great to be here.
It's great to hear from you again. It's been a while, though. I remember meeting you at Philip K. Dick's Film Festival in New York City. That was a few years ago for a screening of the unfinished documentary about Ingo. And I'm so glad to finally have you as a guest on our radio show tonight. I wish it would be for longer, but we can't do that. I understand you had just recently been hired at the University of West Georgia when Ingo Swann archives came to your attention. These archives were one of the first you were responsible for collecting. Please tell us about your trip to Ingo's home at 357 Bowery in New York. What was that like?
Well, it was such a great moment for me. I had been in charge of manuscript archival and printed book collections before, and coming to the University of West Georgia with a collection focus on parapsychology, this was really my first encounter with making a choice, an acquisition choice, about a parapsychology collection. So that was quite a moment to kind of be in these talks with Ellie and her mom, Merlene Ryder, and to have the opportunity to go up to Ingo's apartment in the Bowery and to look at the materials in situ. And as I walked up the stairs and behind the gate and met Ellie and Merlene, there were pennies strewn all over the steps.
Uh-oh.
Before you got to his front door. And I didn't know about the significance of pennies and how Ingo leaves money for people. So I was sort of like, wow, this is quite something. I haven't seen this, you know, walking around Manhattan before. And then walking in and up the stairs to his flat, it was quite a moment to see how he lived and to see primarily on that level his library, and then going down into his art basement in the basement and seeing his canvases and artwork around, you know, his furniture, his desk, his tchotchkes, to see more books and to really go deep into looking at what we're in. Particularly, I remember looking at the SRI binders and their SRI files from when Ingo worked at the Stanford Research Institute. And I picked up one of the binders, and the page that it fell open to was Mount Rainier, which is a mountain I'm very familiar with. And it just, it's like, it, there was just a lot of synergy about that moment of encountering Ingo's papers. And I absolutely was convinced of their research value and their appropriateness for coming here to the University of West Georgia. So I got very, very excited.
Yeah, well, the University of West Georgia doesn't seem to be a place one would expect to find collections about psychic and paranormal experiences. How did the university come to have these materials?
Yeah, I think Ellie alluded to that a bit earlier with Dr. William G. Roll, Bill Roll, as you know him, Bill.
Uncle Bill.
Well, Uncle Bill. So Bill came to serve on faculty in 1986 here. And also what came with him was the Psychical Research Foundation Library.
Oh.
So Bill came down to, you know, serve his academic appointment here within the Department of Psychology. The library's special collections had this book transfer that was associated with that. And then Bill started depositing his papers here, and we already had a corpus about humanistic psychology, which looks at the human holistically and as a multidimensional sort of experience, not just, you know, a behavioral thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so the humanistic psychology program really had very close roots to the parapsychology program for those kind of exceptional experiences that humans have. And so we started collecting and broadening what our humanistic psychology collections were to serve Dr. Roll and the expanding faculty and students who were studying in the Department of Psychology. And we have ended up, as a result, after years of this work, really probably having one of the strongest parapsychology, human consciousness, humanistic psychology collections in the United States.
That's fantastic. I'm saying it's fantastic because my doctorate is in humanistic psychology and personal psychology under Dr. Stanley Krippner.
Oh, yes.
And that was 5.5 years of some situation. If you know Stan, he's a pretty tough guy.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy, but he's tough. I knew two ways about it. Well, could you tell us about the moment when the manuscript for Psychic Literacy was discovered in Ingo's archives? And when did you realize that you had the manuscript for an entire book? Whoa.
Well, we started processing Ingo's papers really at the point that they started coming in 2013. And Ingo's papers were extensive. And we have his book collection. So that's over 1,600 books just in his book collection. Mm-hmm. And his papers measure out at over 187 boxes. So it was really a process and sort of a management process to look at those papers, arrange them. Ingo had immaculately arranged his books. We rehoused things into archival folders and archival boxes and then had to decide, okay, what grouping of materials is going to come first? Is it going to be the alphabetical files? Is it going to be the correspondence files? You know, is it going to be the SRI files? Is it going to be his manuscripts? And we sort of tackled the low-hanging fruit first that was already really well arranged by Ingo. And the volume of research files and manuscripts in Ingo's papers is enormous. And in the process of reviewing and housing and arranging and describing his manuscripts and research files, we came across a number of unpublished manuscripts or manuscripts that were titled something and then got reshaped, you know, to be part of his other books, like mm-hmm. Purple Fables, for example.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so with Psychic Literacy, that was actually one of the latter pieces of Ingo's research and manuscript files. And so in February of 2018, a graduate student who was working on processing that, Brian Lord, came to me and he's like, you know, this is really a fantastic manuscript. He's like, I could not help myself but to stop and read it. And this manuscript doesn't appear to have been published at all, or, you know, it didn't manifest itself in one of Ingo's other books, and that he felt very strongly that it was one of the most accessibly written books that Ingo produced. And Ingo is a phenomenal writer.
Oh, he
a
sure
phenomenal
is.
Writer. Yeah. I can't believe, I mean, he was such an incredible person to be this amazing artist, an amazing author, and such a wonderful, warm person with so many connections. I mean, he was really brilliant, right?
Oh, he was double brilliant.
And,
yeah.
And psychic literacy is it just shines out. And we actually have a letter that Ingo wrote to a Dr. McConnell in February 1991 that sort of explains this manuscript. In fact, in an earlier iteration, it was called The Inside Psychic, which never gelled, he said, but rather a manuscript psychic literacy did. I have been unsuccessful in obtaining a publisher for it. And so, like Ellie said earlier, I think that this very special manuscript, it had to have sort of the era where it could emerge, and now is that time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know who would have published it.
Tell me, Dr. Hieronymus.
Inner Traditions International would have loved it.
Yeah.
They would have loved it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I shouldn't speculate this like this, but I believe that he knew what he was doing, and he maybe thought that this was a better time. Later was a better time for the opening, and especially when you take a look at what's happening politically in our world, I think it is just in time for others to take this work very seriously.
Yeah. I absolutely agree with you. And interestingly, earlier in that letter with Dr. McConnell, you know, he said that he was talking about sort of the debate about psi or parapsychology. And he says that the debate is not a scientific matter, but rather one of a peculiar socio-philosophical, perhaps even political kind of debate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what I find meaningful in that is that Inga was really looking at information and significance and about the boundaries of how people are literate about what happens with extraordinary experiences. And, you know, in a passage in Psychic Literacy, he talks about literacy being a network of background information that enables one to sort of read and observe with adequate levels of comprehension and to understand more than just the apparent surface meanings. And so he talks about this sort of information plus significance laid on that. And that, I think, is one of the most important things about psychic literacy is it's being aware of what is going on around you, being observant and sensitive, and looking at other ways that the world and the universe is communicating with you, and you're communicating with it and part of it, without having the boundaries of, like, well, this must be scientifically tested, or, you know, putting it all in boxes that in fact truly limit your experience of being alive.
We have time for one more question, and that is, tell us about Ingo Swann's research fellowship, please.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited to have this. Thanks to the generosity of the Swann Writer Productions, we have the opportunity to bring a scholar here every other year to conduct research and to give a public lecture. And the purpose of this Ingo Swann Research Travel Fellowship is to support use of the papers for scholarly and creative purposes. And the first fellowship was awarded in 2018 to Dr. Derek Lee, who is at Penn State, up in Pennsylvania. And he is studying the connections between literature, 21st century literature, and particularly remote viewing and the military applications of remote viewing, and it's a wonderful opportunity to have people here, to have them use all of our parapsychology collections and to stimulate greater research into this, because we have so many scholars and students and members of the general public who come in to use our collections for a multiplicity of purposes, to make art, to learn more about how to do their own remote viewing, to learn more about themselves, to learn about how remote viewing, was part of a Cold War era approach to dealing with Russian intelligence.
Oh, sure. That well.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And our next cycle is in 2020. So in March of 2020, we'll announce the application period for the fellowship again.
Oh, that sounds great. Boy, I wish we had more time, and we'd like to do another show for a couple hours just on this in this particular. We would like to obviously make an economic donation to what you're doing down there. But I also thought of possibly, would you accept my doctoral thesis?
Absolutely. Well, we'd love that.
It's a historic analysis.
Dr. Hieronymus, would be an honor.
It's called an historic analysis of the reverse of America's Great Seal and its relationship to the ideology of humans that can transpersonal psychology.
Wonderful.
And that's why it took so long, because it should have been done long before, but I'm glad no one else did it, or else I would have done it for nothing. Oh, it is time to go. It is time to go. Thank you for joining us, Blynn Olivieri. After this break, we'll be joined by retired Lieutenant Colonel Thomas McNear, Ingo Swann's best remote viewing student, to tell us more about what's inside this newly discovered book by the great Ingo Swann called Psychic Literacy. You can find it on Amazon or Ingo Swann. I got to say this. It's spelled S. Ingo Swann has two N's, S-W-A-N-N. .com, or wherever books are sold. You can visit the West Georgia College Special Collections online at www.westga.edu/library/special-collections, where you'll find information on and about Ingo Swann's fellowship and much more.